Ugandan police shot and wounded one South Sudanese refugee in Nyumasi refugee camp on Wednesday as a row between factions of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan in Bori spread to Uganda. Police officials say the wounded refugee tried to grab a gun from the police. Okuja Dennis Peterson is the Assistant Police Commissioner for Northwest Nile Region.
It is true there was some scuffle there because they were rioting on the issue of the bishops. So one even tried to fight with the police. He would remove the gun from the police. That's when he was shot on the side. Now, right now, it's in the Ajimani Hospital.
Nyang Aluel, chairman for the Refugee Welfare Council 3, says youth in one of the churches clashed on Wednesday with the Uganda police ahead of a planned visit by the Archbishop of Jonglei Internal Province of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan, Moses Anur, and Bishop Zakaria Manyong Biar of Wangulei Diocese.
When the security team was sent on ground to assess the security situation and make a preparation for these bishops to visit the settlement, in one of the churches where they went to assess the situation, they met some youths who are members of that church and had some misunderstandings with them, which ended up with the police shooting the youths. One of them was shot on the leg and two others seriously tortured, and they were picked up and taken to police stations.
Bishop Moses Anur was elected as Archbishop for Jonglei Internal Province in November 2020 after the primate of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan, Justin Badi Arama, defrocked Bishop Ruben Akurdit for what he called canonical disobedience. Akurdit has since rejected his removal, saying his hoster continues to divide Christians along sectarian lines, with the deposed Bishop Ruben Akurdit seated on the throne in the cathedral in Bor, while Moses Anur remains in Juba. In recent weeks, Anur went on a tour to visit churches under Jonglei Internal Province in the Ugandan refugee camps. Aluel says his visit sparked chaos among the refugee Christian community in Nyumasi refugee settlement.
Their visit had a lot of issues attached to it, and we foreseen that there would be a serious conflict because refugees who are in this site also hail from that area where these bishops are conflicting. In the long run, since refugees are divided now, it will be very difficult to reconcile these divided refugees, and especially the religious leaders in these churches.
Archbishop Moses Anur denies Aluel's allegations, saying his planned visit to Nyumasi refugee settlement was sabotaged by Bishop Akurdi's supporters.
Actually, these people, maybe they are siding with the defrocked archbishop. That is what I think, because they did not tell me why they don't want me to go there. They were accusing me that they went to police in Kiriandongo, and then they are accusing me that I'm the commander of the rebels who kill people between Juba and Nyumasi Road. I was called by the police, and then I went to police. I cleared everything, and there was communication between South Sudan and the Uganda. I was clear. I was not a criminal, as they said. I think the same group are the one who caused this problem.
Anur says his visit was successful in Kiriandongo, Aruo, Rhino Camp, Koboko, Alera, and Ailo. However, he says some youth loyal to Ruben Akurdit stormed St. Matthew Parish and destroyed the sound system, leading to police intervention. Kwalu Good, one of the youth who was shot, has a different explanation.
We were called to come to the church because there were pastors who had come. When we arrived, we found that the pastor was with the police and the door of the church opened. When we asked, they told us to connect the sound system and leave. We refused and left with the amplifier. We told them to go to the center in St. John. When we left, the priest followed us and held my hand. I pushed him back and he told those police to intervene.
Good denies allegation that he tried to grab a gun from a police officer. He also denies taking sides in the conflict between Hajj Bishop Moses Anur and Ruben Akudit. Bishop Ruben Akudit says Anur has violated procedures to bring the church conflict to an amicable end.
These people, Bishop Moses Anur, with the Kriya Manjang Biar, and Bishop Yoli Garang, they went to Uganda to hire the government of Uganda to move with them in the camps, intimidating our people in refugee camps. And that one is very unfortunate. How can they not respect the government and then they go and cooperate with the government of Uganda?
This is not the first time of shooting in connection to the Anur Akudit power struggle in the Episcopal Church. Last January, Bishop Moses Anur and his two other colleagues in the ECSS, Jonglei Internal Province, survived an assassination attempt when an armed youth group, allegedly loyal to Ruben Akudit, attacked them at St. Peter's Church in Bor's Langbar area. No one was hurt. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.